tape and catch what they call gars.
Big hole.
That's like a, got a mouth like an alligator, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a regular gar.
Fish.
And we used to take those gars and we'd catch them. That was a sport. They was worthless. It wasn't fit to eat, you know, human consumption. And the way we caught them, we would take a noose. We'd take a piece of soft copper wire and take the end of it and run it through the fish and then bring it back up and bend it around, make an eyelet, you know, and then bend that wire and tie a rope on it and form a noose. And we'd throw that out in the water with a float on it, and that guard come through with that big mouth, you know, to get that fish. And the minute he'd start taking that fish off, and that cart would go under. Then you jerked it, and that copper wire would get the top part of his mouth. See? And then we'd tie that rope onto the boat, if we was in a boat, you know. And we'd let him swim and pull us all over the river, you know. And then when he got tired, we'd drag him out on the beach, and then drag him home.
How big were they?
Oh, I've caught them as long as I've been. Yeah, 6, 7 feet, 8 feet, you know. It has, there's some of them got bigger than that, you know, from the bill to the tail.
I've seen them big, but never that
we
big.
We used to take those things, and of course that was the large ones. Our average size, you know, would be 4 foot.
Yeah.
And we would usually, if you caught one any smaller than that, you'd turn him loose. He wasn't big enough to be any good. Because what we'd do is to, we'd bring those things home, and we had a 55-gallon drum, and we'd dig a hole, and we use this for killing hogs, too. We'd take one end of the drum and cut it out, and you'd set it down at an angle in the ground. Then you'd build your fire around it. See, you'd fill it with water until it run out the edge, you know. And then when you killed a hog, you'd turn that, throw that hog in there and turn him, you know, in that scalding water, you know, to clean him. But when you wasn't using it for that, then you'd throw that gar in there. You know, you'd cut its head off and throw the body in there. And you'd boil it. Then you'd take that fish out the ball and you'd put them in your chicken yard, and the chickens would eat that. Then you would take the oyster shells and you'd beat them up with axes and hammers, you know, in a box. You could get a metal box, you know, a piece of iron or something. You'd pulverize those things and you'd throw that in the chicken yard. And that was a lot of calcium and magnesium and such as that, you know.
Yeah.
And I used to question the good that it was doing, but it was a detailed chore, so you had to do it, you know. But I can remember that the eggs, after the chickens would eat those, that gar, you know, and those shells and all, man, you'd have some of the prettiest shells and eggs you ever saw in your life. And it was hard. They wouldn't, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of egg shells, you know, you just pick them up and put them in a basket, gather them, you know, and you break one or two and get the daylight beat out of you when you got back to the house. After you feed them shells and all to that, and that gar and all to them chickens, and you could throw them and run with them on your hip and still get there with all of them intact, you know. And that was a...
What now, if you had a nice tea set, maybe that'd be